Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Chuck Bodie, who has two hats. He's the co-owner with his wife, Carol, of CB Flooring up in Columbia, Maryland, and he's also chairman of the board of Starnet. Chuck, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to talk to you. You know, hardly a day goes by when somebody doesn't call me or see me and ask me, how are things going? They're wanting a read, a national read on how's the flooring business doing, and you're in a perfect position to give us some feedback. So if you don't mind, give us a read both from a Starnet perspective and also from a Northeastern commercial contractor perspective.
So I'll start with the Starnet numbers, and the numbers are looking good so far this year. We got 180-some dealers around the nation, and I guess the best way to get to the indicator is that our rebate revenue for June of 2019 was the single largest month in the history of the co-op, which I thought was impressive. And our overall growth rate at the co-op is pacing 2018, which is almost at 6%. A blend of all products, and yeah. I think that's a stunning achievement based on the strength of last year. I just didn't think it would be possible to duplicate that. So I would say nationwide, things are pretty good in the commercial business.
All right, so just to mirror what you said, you're comparing the first half of 19 to the first half of 18 at Starnet nationwide, and it's around a 6% growth based on rebate dollars. And last year you thought was a really good year, and so that's surprising to hear. Now, is there any lag in those figures, maybe a month or so?
Well, definitely. You know, it's quite a few invoices, so the lag, I'm giving you information that's good through June, so we're now in August. We're always 60 to 90 days behind in reporting numbers, but I can tell you this, and based on my sense of what's going on out there, I think the second half is probably going to be better than the first half from what I hear around the nation anecdotally.
Yeah, you know, I talked to a executive from one of the major companies that supplies this industry, and he told me just yesterday the same thing, that this was going to be an inverted year, that in 18 we had a stronger first half and a weaker second half, and in 19 so far it looks like it's a weaker first half and a stronger second half. So that's interesting.
That definitely seems to be the case. I can remember the summer of 2018 being one of my more miserable experiences because we were so busy. It was so hard to keep up with all the jobs that we had. And through the first half of this year, the installation pace was fairly moderate. And, of course, that's where a commercial company builds its revenue off of installed jobs.
Right.
So the first half of the year seemed slower. Even though written sales were up with CB Flooring for the year, you know, those jobs are being sold, don't go for a long period of time. About the middle of July and certainly continuing into all of August, I'm seeing an installation pace which seems to be getting furious again, which leads me to believe that a lot of those jobs that were deferred for weather or for whatever reason seem to be kicking in right now. So to me, it looks like it's going to be a much better second half situation for most commercial flooring contractors. So I think your contact is probably right.
Sounds good. So let's talk about the economy overall. Just wrote an editorial in the issue that most people will be getting in the mail starting tomorrow on through into Monday or Tuesday next week. And I'm quoting a economist, the ITR people, those Beaulieu brothers, and their call on this is that it's not going to be two consecutive quarters of negative GDP, which is the definition of a recession. They're just talking about a slowdown that in the first quarter of 2020 is going to turn the other direction. So I hope they're right. I also say, though, that we can talk ourselves into anything, and we have Mr. POTUS up there, Mr. Trump, President of the United States, and he could probably change some things as well, right?
Well, you know, that's a very interesting situation. A lot of times in my 44-year experience, you know, things that are too good to be true turn out to be too good to be true.
Yeah.
It seems like the economy might be in that situation. It certainly appears to me we might be achieving a peak here.
Yeah.
The only thing we really have going for us is it's an election, and in order for our incumbent to get reelected, I think he thinks that it's probably going to require the economy be in good shape, and he's right. It is interesting that the recent federal interest rate cut was completely overshadowed in the press by the escalating trade tensions with China and all that that's going on. It's absolutely affecting our industry. Who knows, but it would not surprise me if at some point things slowed down, although I don't see any indications of it yet. I'm actually calling a peak, and I think probably sometime in 2020 you're going to see some sort of negativity in the economy overall. That's just my opinion.
Are you able to navigate these tariffs and the fact that your price of some of the products you put in have just gone up 15% in cost?
Well, you know, we've discussed this subject before. Frankly, you know, we do a lot of multifamily work, so the tariffs are having a terrible impact on life in general. I think our customers are getting adjusted to the reality because it's in the paper every day and there's a lot of understanding. But, you know, it seems like our manufacturers are flailing around a bit trying to figure out how they're going to get the product to the United States at a more reasonable cost. So I don't particularly care for the tariff wars. I think most business people like myself prefer more certainty about the market, and it just seems like very erratic at the time, very hard to plan and run a business, especially when some of the jobs that we sell don't go for a year. So you don't know what the cost of the goods might possibly be, and you end up guessing.
So let me just ask one last question before we run out of time. Obviously, you're busy. You're a major commercial contractor up in the Washington, Maryland area. You're working on a multifamily project in Baltimore, right?
We are, despite what the president says about Baltimore. We seem to be undergoing a bit of a renaissance down there, an urban renaissance, and we're working with a $4 million order from Bizzuto Construction called Harbor East for flooring and ceramic that's in the heart of Baltimore in the area that's really coming on. It's a mix of apartments and condos, and it's really high-end. The first floor is a Whole Foods and some really luxury condos at the very top and a bunch of apartments in between. I mean, it's really coming out nicely. We're in the throes of finishing it now. We've probably got another 2 months before we're 100% completed. And really, it's a great job. We're very proud of it and glad to participate in the renovation and renaissance of the urban Baltimore environment. And by the way, speaking of multifamily, you and I have discussed that before.
Yeah.
You know, we thought at some point that the multifamily business would slow down, but it doesn't appear to be any evidence of it yet. But it certainly has been busy for us in that area.
Well, I think it's going to be different in different parts of the country. I will tell you, I am nervous in this area because I see how many vacant apartments there are, and they continue to add more. So sometimes they just can't tell where it's going to level out. But you feel like up there, still pretty healthy?
Yeah, you know, it makes you wonder who's going to rent all these apartments.
Yeah.
At some point, you get concerned about the possibility of things being overbuilt.
Right.
I know the federal government has interesting financing now through HUD, and there seems to be a lot of developers jumping on that with 4% money over a long period of time. And apparently somebody wants to rent these units, but, you know, you wonder if this has any possibility of being the same as the housing market did back in 2008, where the bubble finally burst. But we're riding that horse as long as we can.
All right, Chuck, it's great to catch up with you. Thanks for the read, both with CB Flooring and with Starnet overall. I've been talking to Chuck Bode, the co-owner of CB Flooring in Columbia, Maryland, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.